The following shiur has been delivered by Harav Leibel Williger Shlita, Rosh Kollel and Yeshivas Torah V'Das, and is presented by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Sochem Perigasiri Dav Kuf Aleph Omed Aleph. The Gemara brings down the Alochim from Ein Kiddush Ela B'Mokim Seudim. Kiddush has to be only when you can eat the Seudim. The Gemara brings down the Machlekes Oysim B'nei Yodom Shekidshi Beis HaKnesses. The people who ate Kiddush in the Shliach Tzimim Beis HaKnesses. The meaning was that Shliach Tzimim was Mekadri Beis HaKnesses Freitag zur Nacht und Yontif. Vom Rav Yideyayin lo yotzi. People who heard in the base of Knesses, they want yotzim. Really, when they want to make Kiddush, they listen to Kiddush in the base of Knesses and they drank. And then they drink in the house, they have to make over again by the Pilagofim. Because walking from base of Knesses to the house is called the Hesach Hadas. Yidei Kiddush, yotzi. Over the Chayvis Kiddush, they were yotzi, even they didn't drink from the wine. And they don't have to make Kiddush again. Even though they eat and see the different place, opinion from Rav is that you don't need Kiddush and Mokna Sida. Eshmil Omer, Af Yidei Kiddush Lo Yotzi. Even the Kiddush that want Yotzi. But Aloch is, Ein Kiddush Ela B'Mokna Sida. Kiddush is only when you can have the Sida. We're going to see later two reasons why you have to have Kiddush and Mokna Sida. So the Gemara says, Vayte El Rav Loma Likdishi Bebeisa. Why do you have to make Kiddush in the house? Kedei Lohoitzi Bonav Nebeisa. To be Moitzi Bonav Nebeisa. That's you have to make over Kiddush, even you heard it already in Beis HaKnesses. Then the Gemara asks, Lo Shmuel, Loma Likdishi Bechanishta. Why do you have to make Kiddush in Beis HaKnesses? If the tzib is not yoitzi, the choyv is kiddush, but you make a basic nes, because it's not the mukna sida, why does the shliach tzib have to make kiddush? Basic nes. So the Gemara answers, lafike orchim yedei chavos. Because the guest in the basic nes, and the ide, so that are yoitzi the chiv kiddush, because they would have kiddush for mokim sida. So shayla bizman hazeh, to make kiddush if there's no orchim. And Bizman Azeh is Tolim Hogim. Let's first see a few in Yonim and this Gemara. The Gemara brings down that Lot Shmuel, you're not Yoitzi Yidei Kiddush, because there has to be Kiddush in Sida. So the Sheikh Tzibbe makes Kiddush, Lafika Orchim Yidei Chavos. So the Sheikh Tzibbe is Moitzi the Orch. The Kasha was asked by Kivagin, the Poiskim as the Kasha. The Shidis Akoidim is brought down, the Sheikh Norich. If someone was moitzi someone with kiddush and the mekadosh wasn't toyin and one of the besibim drank meloligmov, the aloch is yotz. Ve'ein shtiyah shneim v'tzadfen meloligmov mekomot the mitzvah min hamivchish yitam mikil. The mitzvah is everybody should drink. If someone is moitzi someone, few people, everybody should be toyin. And there's the minig oil. Everybody is mitzaref kiddushin. But goyim soivrim shemulintoa mekadosh lo yotz. The halacha is the goyim shite that the mekadosh has to drink. The royal halacha should be brei. Mechabek brings down you should be choishish the ketchilim the mekadosh should drink. But the evit the poise coming down as shtiyas kolam esib mitzarfen. The Chabe says, "The dafti be kiddush, abeshad vorem atin and kois moidem agoinim the sage betim esach." So we see from the goinim that the mekadosh has to drink. So the kash is, "What shat nava gemor?" The gemora brings down, "Lo tshmi lomo lechdish be kiddush talafika orchim vinei chavosu," and the mekadosh did not drink because the mekadosh there wasn't no kiddush mukseida. And Lutshmil may can't drink if there's no Kiddush in Mutnasida. And he's only Mekadish, only Tibur Moitzid, the people who drink. But the Goinim Shitta is at the Mekadish alone has to drink. And this Mashme at the Sheikh Tzibbe is Moitzid, and even he doesn't drink is good. This Kash of Kege asks on the Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber in Eishain Aleph, we just mentioned, Tzivi Dalet, that is your choishis bashita sagoinim, that the Mekadish should drink. In Reish Ayin Gimel, the Mechaber brings down that you be Kaddish for other people, even you don't eat with them, because this is Kiddush Mekseder for these people who listen. So you see that Mekadish does not have to drink. So why in Reish Ayin Gimel, the Mechaber says that you could be Moitzi even they he doesn't drink, only the people who were Yoitzi, and they drink. And the Reish Ayin Aleph, the Mechaber says that the Mekadish has to drink. So Kegi says, if someone is Moitzi himself and also other people, that's the Aloha Reish Ayin Aleph, that the Mekadish has to be Tony. But if, let's say, he's only Moitzi somebody else, so meaning that he's not Moitzi himself, he's only making Kiddush to someone else, so they call the Mekadish. Because Shemei Koine, so they're called the Mekadish. It's, if they drink, it's considered that they're the Mekadish. If he makes Kiddush and is Yoitze himself and other people, so the Goinim say, you should be Choishish, the Mechaber Paskin. The Shusha Goinim are the Mekadish whose Moitzi should drink, because he's also the Mekadish, and he's Moitzi himself and he's Moitzi other one. So the Goyim say that you should drink because you're also the Mekadish. But let's say if the Mekadish does not drink, he's not Moitzi himself, and he's only Moitzi somebody else, so they're called the Mekadish. He's not Moitzi himself, and he's also only Moitzi the other people, so meaning the old people are listening, they're called the Mekadish. So if they drink, it's called that the Yoitzi the Shittis Agoinim, it's called like the Mekadish is Toyim. The Kvege is in Reish Ayin Gimel Siv Dalet, and I read the Loshim for the Kvege. Av the Mechaber Kosev Ilusim Reish Ayin Alef Siv Dalet, the Roi Lochish Adivir Agoinim, the Tzorech the Mekadish Yishtim, the Mekadish has to drink, so why over him it's mashma that he doesn't have to drink? So the chloime to hochem and mekadish rak lohoitzi acherim mikrehem mekadshim. So they are called the mekadshim. El choire muchich ken mohod amrinin in brings our gemoge lafika orchim de gona ba'ochle be'meknishte. And it goes in our gemoge that is moitzi the people who sleep and eat meknishte and besmetish. So the Pekege asks, but Mekadish ain't yochel ishtes. The Mekadish can drink. Why? The lo yotzi de kiddish. He's not yotzi de kiddish because he doesn't eat. And we go on with Shmuel, ain't kiddish ele b'mokim sida. The lo yotzi de kiddish loy b'mokim sida. So you see gewaldig that they have a mekor from the Gemara to this Indian. Then Reb Kvege writes, omnen yeshloime, da goinen ushetisayi, the Yayin Habegam came by Mukim Sude. The Kalendi Gemore that the Mekadish drank the Shir was Chayiv Abroch Achroine. So Memele was Mekayim Kiddish by Mukim Sude. This is the Kivege in the beginning, Reish Ayin Gemore. So we have two Teritzim and the Kashem from this Gemore. How could you Yoitze the people of Esekneses? The Choyri the Mekadish does not drink, because ein kiddush mukim sida, so he can't drink. Although the goyim shit is that your mekadish has to be toyim. So we have two reasons. Number one, because the mekadish is not yoytzi kiddush himself, and the whole shit is a goyim is only when the mekadish makes kiddush and is yoytzi himself and other people, and he is only moitzi the other people, but they are called the mekadish. Or you could say the mekadish does drink because he drinks the sheaf and bruch achreine. So even with Shmuel, you yoitze kiddush mukim sida, and the shittes are going to be yoitze with yayin too. That's why there are a lot of shittes hold, and sinagaya sometimes Pesach, when Yeron can eat mezoinis kiddush mukim sida in the shul, because Yeron have mezoinis, so people are aloche the yoitze with yayin, but we're not going into exactly how you yoitze, but laloche you yoitze with kiddush mukim sida even with yayin. Reprisha in Simereish Ayin Aleph Sivkot Nechav Aleph mentions this kash. The Goinim says that the Yosef, so the Prisha writes, Tzorech in Lepizeh Heich mekatshin de beis haknesses v'noisen et tenoikis hu ein kiddush kisholoitom ha-mekadosh atzmo. The mekadosh wasn't toyim, how could be yoitzel of the shittes ha-goyim? So the priest writes, the ef shaloyme, that goyne le tamei, the svirelei, the mshose, kosyayin, mikre, mokim sidi. That if the mekadosh drinks yayin, so if he drinks the kois, it's yoitzel kizm sidi, So he has to drink the wine to be mekayim kishm seder to be yoitze. As he mentioned, like the goyim is only if he drinks himself. So machleik is how you yoitze seder. If you have to drink more. Then the Rebbe is, but we're not going into it now. Akaponim, we covered one inyan to ve'emfe the shittes hagoinim, the shliach sibbe could make kiddush in beis haknesses. It's kedai to mention noch hakashiv, but they mention the Gemara brings down le'rav loma le'kiddushu be'beisik de'lohoitzi bone v'vnei beis. The shittes from Dogel Mavoven noy de Behude in simerei shayin aleph. He has a suffix. Anoshim anat bechlar arbis. The halach is someone could be moitzi somebody else, even he does not do the mitzvah. Is the halach mikoyach arbis. So even if it was yoitze mitzvah, he could yoitze somebody else because of arbis. Berchis hanenim, you have to be nene. But biches ha-mitzvahs, you yoitze, even you were yoitze the mitzvah, there's a parship in arbis. So the dogma of Ovid is mistapik, if noshim and not bechlar arbis, meaning that poshut yiloim pshad, that noshim can be moitzi somebody else, because they're not in the parship in arbis if you're yoitze. But the sofik is that noshim and not bechlar arbis, even legabe an noshim, meaning that men can be moitzi noshim if the men were yoitze veri the mitzvah. It works both ways. The noshim, if they can be moitzi the men, this is called the noshim anad bechlavis. If noshim were yoitze veri, so the dogma vove is mistapik. Let's say if the men were yoitze, if they could be moitzi the woman. That's the sofik from the dogma vove. So the kasha is from our gemara would be a raya. Because the Gemara brings down the Beyoitzi and Beisaknesses of Rav, and why do you make over Kiddush? To be Moitzi, the born of Nebeisoy. And he was Yoitzi. So you see that the whole cloud for Noshim and Al Bechlav is meaning that Noshim were Yoitzi very, then can be Moitzi men. But men, if they were Yoitzi very, they could be Moitzi Noshim. This you see from this Gemara. So here's a kasha, the shit is the Lady Behuda, and wants to say that there's no arvis even for men to nosh. And if a man is yoitzi de chavosoi, he can be moitzi ishi. So how could Rav be moitzi as ishto when he came home? Kochi, you have to be machalik, that the man could be moitzi noshim. Only women can be moitzi men if they were yoitzi veri. But the opposite, if men were Yoitzeveri, they could be moitzi noshim, even the men did a very the mitzvah. The raya from this gemara, someone will say, why can't men, if you want to say that men can be moitzi noshim, if they're not in the parship and arvis noshim? Because meaning, these words from kiddush are nothing. Arvis makes it that the Kiddush is Hashem mitzvah. But if they're not the parshat and Arvis, it doesn't become Hashem mitzvah. So in this case, in the Gemara says that Moitzi Bonov as Bonov Ibn Ebeisa. So if the men are Moitzi, somebody, but they could be Moitzi, the Moshe men if the yoitzeveri, they could be moitzi. So the kiddush has a shem kiddush. So even now, when the noshim listen, they listen a kiddush, which is it's a shem kiddush. So the gabedin ish, but the moitzi, the men are moitzi from this one who are moitzi now the moshim. Reuven is moitzi his wife and the other kids, and he was yoitze very Reuven. So if he would even want to be moitzi his wife alone, wouldn't help. No, the dogma of why? Because no shem another chalavis. So this kiddush is not a shem kiddush. But if his moitzi his wife and kids,
and his sons,
kids even was yoitze very, he could be moitzi the
his sons.
Kiddush is a shem kiddush because of the arvis from the
sons, but the men.
Kids are the men. He has kids, boys, born of the nebeshim. He's boys too. So because he could be moitzi the boys are very, so the kiddush and kiddush. So now his wife is yoitze the shemayi koine, not because of the pashef and arvis. You don't need now like about the wife. It should be the pashef and arvis. It's Chalash and Kiddush, and you could moitzi his wife too. There's the Chilik, like the Noida Bihuda. We have to answer the Kasha and the Noida Bihuda. Bihuda and Dogmova, it's not another Kasha. Every Friday tonight, the men are moitzi the woman with Kiddush. So the men make Kiddush, and he wasn't moitzi before, and he makes Kiddush, and he's moitzi, no problem. We don't need Arvis. So don't move ask a gewaltige Kash. The men are mechiv only now with Rabbona. Why? Because if he doesn't Shmenesre Freitag zu Nacht in Shul, so bis Yoitze the Chiv the Reise in Shul. So now he's only mechiv with Rabbona. Kiddush Alayayin. The woman, if they didn't daven, they have a mechiv min atoyre kiddush. So how could the woman be yoitze from the man? And we just mentioned the movie says that the man can be moitzi midin ad. So here, the man was yoitze very dechiv the reise. How could they moitzi the woman? You could say a few theories. Number one, there's some soifer, a reishim and a reishayin aleph brings down that you're not yoitze the chiyuv kiddush betfilah. Why? Because you're not mechaven to be yoitze betfilah. So if you're not mechaven, so you are not yoitze the kiddush, it comes out that the man and the woman, they're both chiyuv with the reise, so you could be moitze the woman. Second terrace, you could say, you're not yoitze betfilah, the mechaschina brings down, because you didn't mention yitzias mitzayim bekiddush. And if you don't mention yitzias mitzayim bekiddush, so mechaschina says you're not yoitze de kiddush. So the men, when even they daven, they're not yoitze betfilah. A third terrors, you could say, Tzgege says, if someone says Shabbos etove, you're yoitze. So if noshim say good Shabbos, so memele de yoitze de chiv de reise. So the men of the boat have only a chiv d'rabbonon. This halacha that yoitze v'shabbos etove, Shulchan Aruch Rav says you need schire, a kapon Reb Kweger holds that yoitze v'shabbos etove. A fourth teretz you could say, Tosfos Sikkut Daf Gimel says, if you're not mekayim d'rabbonon, you're not mekayim afilu min ha'Torah. If the rabbonon made that you have to make kiddush al yayin, so once you didn't make kiddush al yayin, you're not yoitze min ha'Torah too. The Chazal will masak in Kiddush Alayayin. If you don't make Kiddush Alayayin, you're not mekayim al even the chiv min atoyre. So side the man, side the woman, are both mechiv min atoyre. Reb Kveger, Simen Reishalim says, as like you mentioned before, as noshim could be moitzi noshim. The whole thing noshim al bacharves is the opposite. Noshim can be moitzi anoshim, but anoshim could be moitzi noshim. So that's why, as arvis you could be moitzi. So we have four Teritzim to answer that even you're going to learn that Anoshim are not Moitzi Noshim, because Noshim Chavis, so how could they be Moitzi every Friday tonight that Anoshim, the men davened, and the Noshim didn't daven? So we had four Teritzim. Or you're going to say they're not Mechab Betfila, or you're going to say they're not Yoitzi Betfila because that mentions it's with Zayim Bakiddish, or you're going to say because the Noshim of the Sey Shabsatove, so they were also Yoitzi the Chiv the Reise, or you're going to say that because that the Chazal were Mesakin to make Kiddush alayayin, so if you don't make Kiddush alayayin, it's a toire support of Mechiv, but not toire. But Kvegu what you mentioned, if you're Yoitzi Bamirish Shabsatove, you have to mention the Biraloche, as the Kasha, the Rambam says, it has to be Schir Shabbos Bekiddush. You have to mention Schir. So by saying Shabbos Tove, so Lechoyre, you're not mentioning anything for Schir, so you're not
Yoitze by saying Shabbos Tove.
That's why Sarkois can say that you're not even Yoitze with Philip, because you don't mention Indian, the Schir Shabbos. Same thing is mentioned in Chinuch. And David wurde mir im Shabbat so so schwach. Das finde ich jetzt über Tfil. Rambam, just like by Yoivru, Pesach Mekadish, same thing. Shabbos, Zironi, you say schwach, and Yoitze, with Shabbos alone. Rambam says, you need schwach, in the Bira Locha, Esther, and Kivegen, the Kosa by Rambam, the boy has called schwach, the Kiddush. He said, Mitzis Kiddush, Haskor is Shvach, Hashabbos, and Malosoi, and this you don't mention in Shemenes. You also mentioned one on Tach, but the Indian from Kiddush Mu'asidah, the Rashbam brings down two reasons, and he mentioned before, why you need Kiddush Mu'asidah. One reason the Rashbam says, the Chsiv, the Kuros of the Shabbos Soinik, the Mokim Shatakoyle of the Shabbos, Koloime, Kriya, the Kiddush Shom Tiyayin. When you make Kiddush, there has to be Oynig the Suda, a Medrash. Iname, Svori, Midi Ikvi Kiddush Aliyayim, because the Rikvei Aliyayim, Hitane Lekama Zochrei Aliyayim, Metsh Shem Gnoi invited up Kavufa Medalev, Mistome Aliyayim Shebishas Sida Hikvi the Choshev. The Rikvei Aliyayim, what you may do, Bishas the Suda. These are the two reasons what the Shbam brings down. Toysis and the Rosh only brings the first reason, from the Shvam Vikrosh of the Shabbos Hoynik. And there's an afkimine between both reasons. The Yisoid Blikta, but the first reason, the Din Kiddush, the Mokmesida, is not a Din in Kiddush, it's a Din Medina Oynik. It has to be Oynik Shabbos, the Mokum Akriya. And you don't dashen Kriya, the Mokum Oynik. Meaning that the Seed of Shabbos has to be the Mokum Kiddush. If you don't make Kiddush, it's not called the Seder Shabbos. Meaning, it's a din in the Seder. The second reason what Rishbam mentions, the Kiddush Nikva Layayin Choshev Habo Mishasa Seder, it's not a din in Oynik Shabbos, it's a din in Kiddush. The Kiddush is not Choshev, only if you make it on Yayin before the Seder. Meaning that the din and kiddush seder is aloche in the suda, because the suda is a kiddush, or the saloch and the kiddush is not choshev only if you have the suda. Meaning, if the soit is kiddush, has to be b'mokum seder, or the suda has to be b'mokum kiddush. The kiddush has to be shayach to hemshech seder. The matzvin and dipin doipin, the dipin the Rashbam named in the post across the Shabbos Oynik. The Mokim Shatu Koyel Shabbos Shom Teyoinik. The Rashbam says, Menasvore, Dimidi Ikvi Kiddush Alayayin, Kitane Lekama Zechem Estom Alayayin Shabbosah Sid Hikvi, the Choshe. The Bimigodom Reisha and Gimish Zov Sikot Nalov says in Afkiminim, Psalmos Mekadush Alapas, it has to be Mokim Sid. If you learn Sadin Chshivis Yayin, like the Rashbam says, the Aloha would be, the Mekadosh Alapas, it doesn't have to be Kiddush Mokim Sidi. If you learn the Klobi Kiddush, there has to be. Now, if you learn the Mokim Sidi, that's Kaveya the Kiddush, but the Faket. The Kiddush is Kaveya the Mokim that you have to eat the Sidi. We are Nafkimene, someone has to ask,
the Mekadosh Hazal, the Kiddush is in one place and the Seed is a different place. So if you learn Sadim B'mokim Seed, the Kiddush has to be, what was the Da'a Self B'Shav Kiddush? It can't be Mishana Mekoyim Seed to his Da'as. He had to be Mekadosh B'mokim Seed. If you learn Sadim Kiddush or B'Shav Kiddush, you could have him Da'as something else. Akaponim Salat Alom Dishin Yonim, how to be Mavayed, Asinian, Malach also, but we don't have enough time to go into it, so we spoke about the Fion Yonim, as I mentioned before. As I mentioned, the Gabbada Arvis, I just want to be Maisiv, to get it clear, the whole Parshat and Arvis of the saying is only when he was Yoitzeveri. But if it's not Yoitze, you could be Moitzi, even Noshe. But the whole Arvis is only when there's no Aloha Peshmei Koinim. It's Aloha Peshmei Koinim, no Chilig Noshim HaNoshim. But if it's Yoitzeveri, and only has to be Medin Arvis, so then once we had the Shailen, it could be that only with the Poiskim, the Noshim, not the Arvis, is only the Noshim can be Moitzi HaNoshim. But the Noshim to be Moitzi HaNoshim, maybe could be. That was the Shailen we spoke before. But if he was not Yoitze the Mitzvah, when he's doing the Mitzvah, he could be Yoitze, there's no problem. The only Shaila we had before, it was a very Yoitze Mederaisa by Tfilah, that was our Shaila. But if he's Moitze somebody, and he's also Yoitze then, this is the Aloha Peshmeya coin.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a Shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.